In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your program, Approaches. And tonight we are going to discuss the essential foundation of evangelism. I'll give you some important verses, better to keep them in mind. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. In Mark chapter 13, verse 10, the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. Another one, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Those who turn many to righteousness shall be like the stars forever and ever. This is in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Another one, let him know that he who turned the sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. In James chapter 5, verse 20. In these verses, you can see clearly that the work of an evangelist is the best work in the whole world. And this is the real mission of any Christian, to save souls, to work with the work of God for the kingdom of heaven. And those who will help somebody to turn from darkness to light, they will shine forever like stars in heaven. Will shine like stars in heaven, and they save these people from death to eternal life. So the target of an evangelist is always focusing on the salvation of souls. That's why, first of all, he should focus on his soul. In his order of spiritual life, his praying, his Bible study, his quiet time, his going to confession and communion. So his struggle with himself first, to save himself and to save others. Also was written, we give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed. So in our evangelism, we should care very much not to offend anyone, so our ministry may not be blamed. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So the end of any good faith is to save others' life. Also written in chapter 10 in the Gospel of St. Luke, he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So if we cannot preach the word of God, if we cannot travel here and there to preach his word, better to pray for others so God can save many souls through others, not ourselves. Another important point in the essential foundation of evangelism, that our message is the Lord message. Our mission is Christ's mission. He said once, Jesus said to them again, peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. So we always remind ourselves as preachers or evangelists that we are doing exactly what our Lord did. We are missionary because he came from heaven to save our souls. Also in chapter 4 in the Gospel of St. John, he said, I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors. So as if the Lord is sending us for reaping others' work. So we are completing his work, which started many years ago on the hands of the prophets and the apostles and the saints and others. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. So if the light of the Word of God inside our hearts, the light of the Holy Spirit in ourselves is lightning, so others can see this light clearly through love, through care, through service, through preaching the Word of God. Also, as an evangelist, I should always remind myself that the gospel is the God's message to save people. It's message of love. The focus of the gospel is to preach the word of love. God is love, and our missionary is based on love. Also, directed to man's spiritual need for redemption, the gospel was written for the need of the people for redemption. We are satisfying the need of everybody for redemption. So we should be aware of people's condition: hungry, tired, bored, lonely, poor, mistreated, rejected. So while preaching the word of God, we should consider very much the status of the people we are preaching the Lord's word to them. Also, it's important to understand what and how people think, feel, and aspire and do. When we study how people live, we can easily penetrate their life with the Word of God. Look, many people in this world nowadays are indulged in hard working, others struggling for financial security. Others can be generous and helpful to neighbors. We may see some people regard pleasure as a priority. Others hate to be patronized. You can see people committed to causes that generally line up with their self-interest. Also, we can see those who can easily detect a hidden agenda in relationships. So we are facing many types of people. We can face all styles of life in preaching the Word of God. We may see some people in some countries who see science as more reliable than religion. Others believe in psychology, probably has as many answers as religion. Many people view God as a harsh or a kind, distant grandfather. Others will resist high pressure from any other denominations. Some people believe God is probably irrelevant to their existence. Others rarely see the Bible as a source of help. People may wonder if there isn't some truth to the new cults. Some people may see Christians as judgmental people who love to judge others. Some people will quickly point to the hypocrisy of so-called people of God on TV who take advantage or gain money from supporters. So the picture of religion or Christianity or those people of God, you know, are very much rejected from millions of people. We have to consider this while preaching the Word of God. And it's better to know exactly what others see in our life. How do others look at us and view our life as Christians? This will help us to introduce our Lord in a better way for them. Also, you can see somebody who worry much about the risks of marital commitments. Some may doubt that their family relationships will ever be stable and satisfying. Some other people may worry that old age will find them alone and disabled. So all these people we may consider in our evangelistic courses. So as missionary, we need to focus on the target. We live for saving souls, for the salvation of everyone, starting from ourselves, our families, our relationships. And our armor is the Bible, the Word of God, the light of the Lord. and we need to examine or understand how people live and how they see us. Next time we will continue with this approach. Glory to God. Amen.